It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Divorce is the second most stressful life event, preceded only by the death of a spouse. And you know, stress can really take its toll. It can make us physically sick, physiologically sick, and the result can really make it so that you can't function at all. My guest is Arlene Blix. She's a registered nurse and the author of Blindsided, A Journey of Love, Loss, Grief, and Survival. So Arlene, tell us about the toll that, you know, it can take, and more about the toll, but ways to beat that depression after a divorce.
Okay. Yes, it is a very stressful event, and there's so much of it that you can't control, which makes it even most stressful. And unfortunately, we know there's a lot of evidence that stress affects our immune system. And as you said, it can make us physically ill as well as emotionally. And I find the best way to mitigate that is to manage stress by good health habits, particularly exercise. And I recommend at least 30 minutes a day of physical exercise, aerobic particularly. That helps to get rid of some of that pent-up energy from the stress. Eating well, sleeping well, having fun, doing something special for yourself. I think all of those do help with stress. And we can also try and bring some sense of control by planning strategies to deal with some of the loss we're experiencing. One of the problems with divorce is that there are triggers that can take you back to a bad place where you were especially sad or depressed. And those can be sights, sounds, memories, anything. And I find that if you plan ahead, you know that there's going to be an event that might be stressful. And if you think, how am I going to handle that? And you actually have some plans, some strategies in mind, it tends to go a little bit better.
Well, and the thing is, I'm an exercise physiologist, Arlene, so I love your advice about exercise and getting it at least that 30 minutes a day, because I know for any time I'm stressed, you know, and my kids tell me, Mom, go on the treadmill, you're being a bit of a monster. They say you should change your routine up a little. How soon do you think, Arlene, people should get back on the horse, as it were, to get back out and socialize and not feel that feeling of, I was two, but now I'm one?
That's hard to say because it really differs for each person. I think that it really depends on their comfort level and how much energy they have. To socialize, especially meeting new people, it takes quite a lot of energy, and grieving the loss is very exhausting, and depression complicates that and makes it further exhausting. So I would go more by energy level, and I do think it's important to be in groups of people. Start with friends that you're comfortable with, hopefully mixed groups, males and females, some single, some married. So, you know, get a comfort level and then branch out from there for more individual things.
Okay, so friends, involving your friends, getting, you know, sometimes one of the things that can be so depressing after a divorce is people say, oh, I get custody of this friend after the divorce, or, you know, we were friends before, so I'm sticking with you. How do you deal with the friend thing, and it's someone you maybe thought was your friend that sort of goes the way of your ex-spouse?
It's so difficult, Melanie, because that makes further losses. I've been through a divorce as well as being a widow, and in some ways the divorce was worse because of those things. There were not clear lines, and how is this person going to respond to me, and what about the family of the in-laws? Those are really critical issues. And as you confront them and you lose what you considered a friend, as you mentioned, that's really awful because that's another assault to what you've already experienced. So I think you just kind of have to play it by ear and tread softly, so to speak. And I would spend time with you, the dear friends that you have, that you know are your friends, and also maybe work on getting some new friends that are neutral. They don't have a before and after effect.
That's a great idea. And what about, you know, things that you can do to plan for your future? You know, I mean, you had plans as a married couple and things and future ideas. Do you cross those plans out and make all new plans? Or do you try and, suppose one of your plans was to travel to China or to Europe. Do you try and keep those plans or do you make all new ones?
Again, that's probably an individual question, but I do think that people should keep the ones they have. Those are usually well thought through. And when I divorced, as well as when I was widowed, I noticed everybody was a couple. And it never hits you quite the same as when you're not one of them. And so it's really difficult. I continued traveling, and I found cruises to be a really good solution to that dilemma because I could still be with a group and I could travel by myself safely and be surrounded by socialization. And I didn't have to worry about details like hotels and transportation. So I found cruising to be a really good way to travel and still go, like to China. I actually did that. And so, yes, I think keeping goals, may have to modify them. You may need to have different people involved in achieving those. But otherwise, you lose a huge sense of yourself. And I would rather not have that happen.
And in the last minute or so here, Arlene, your best advice for the depression that comes along with being widowed and or divorced, I think stick with divorce and see what can people do to deal with the fact that they see everybody as a couple?
Well, it's like putting together a new picture, a new image. And the more you do it by yourself, the easier it is. And to, I felt like a third wheel because my friends continued to include me, my couple friends. And so I worked at making single friends as well. And in my book, Blindsided, I discussed a lot of tips on how to handle loss of a relationship. And that would also apply to, especially to divorce. I also have a website, grief-101.com, and I invite listeners to visit the site, to click on the contact tab. They may phone me, they may email me. I do grief counseling, and the site may be also useful for information and resources, and there's a link to the book, and I think they would find a lot of similarities in the journeys.
Well, that's really great, and it's say the website one more time, Arlene.
Grief-101.com.
Oh, you got a great website. That's fantastic. And people can go there. They can find more about your book, Blindsided, A Journey of Love, Loss, Grief, and Survival, and really, you know, maybe talk to you, find out what they can do, and get out there, and maybe even defy the stereotypes of somebody who is divorced. It doesn't mean that you don't get to attend the parties where there are couples and that you're not going to be, you know, sitting there sulking and or flirting or doing things that are going to make people not uncomfortable and not want to have you around. That stereotypes, you know, yes. There is life after divorce. You're listening to, thank you so much, Arlene. You're listening to RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go. So stay tuned. We have more great show coming up.